Every year for nearly 10 years now, I've done a Travel Minute on July 4th, celebrating our freedom as Americans to travel. After all, the American passport is one of the most widely accepted in the world. Not right now. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. 3 months ago, an American's ability to hop on a plane and go most anywhere came to an abrupt end. And as the U.S. took a huge lead in the number of victims of the coronavirus, countries began shutting their borders. The government of Thailand, a country especially dependent on tourism with a huge number of American visitors a year, began not so subtly saying Thailand would prefer Americans stay home. Just look at America's death count, an American living in Thailand told me, and how badly America's reaction to the virus has been, unquote. In a country of 71 million people, a country very popular with Chinese tourists, Thailand has less than 60 virus-related deaths, 0.08 deaths per 100,000 people in Thailand. In the U.S., nearly 30 deaths per 100,000 people. No wonder we're not the world's favorite house guests at the moment. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.